We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honour their God-given precious lives as we honour a part of ourselves.
Hello, noble viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News. Constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 44 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Bayemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Ituaca Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Agoray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chorre, Channel 27 on Chorre Video Cable. In Santani, Taparacuay, Channel 30, and in Horqueta, Channel 32 on Damua SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44, on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41, on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66, on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda, on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe, in Environs, in SIAT-SAT. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Kov Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel Z26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Swadat, Salenge Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhold Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Kla, Channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Kotol, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa, Taiwan, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 107 on Tongya Cable TV. And Hualan Cable TV on Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Qingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 107 on Tungtai Cable TV. In Chiayi County, Channel 97 on Kuosheng Cable TV. And in Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC Cat V Cable Company.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, millions of Iranians participate in volunteer work. In space news, an American scientist believes life may exist on bodies other than Earth within our solar system. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Shuhuda organization, which provides education and medical care for Afghani people in their own nation or in Pakistan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 8th, notable German expressionist painter Mr. Franz Marc was born in 1880 in Munich, Germany. Known for his vibrant works portraying animals, Mr. Marc believed them to be innocent beings living in harmony with nature. He was one of the founders of the Blue Rider in 1911, together with fellow artists Mr. Vasily Kandinsky and Ms. Gabriele Munter. This was a Munich group of expressionist painters who endeavored to convey spiritual truths in their pieces and felt that color, shapes, and forms corresponded with music and sound. Some of Mr. Marc's most famous paintings include the large blue horses and deer in the forest, made the exquisite representations of our animal cohabitants, as in the art of Mr. Franz Marc, nurture our love and respect for all of God's magnificent creation.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Angola. In December 2009, more than 900 families were rendered homeless as heavy rains caused the Luali River to overflow, destroying many homes in Bukuzao of northern Cabinda province. Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had quickly asked that our nearby association members go as soon as possible to offer assistance and comfort to the most vulnerable. She also offered to reimburse for the relief expenses. In all, approximately $11,000 was used for the relief work, an amount that could purchase $59,000 in items if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Angola.
Covering their own travel and related expenses, our association's relief team from Cameroon traveled to Cabinda on January 11. The provincial government arranged a team of social workers to accompany them to the disaster area of Bukuzao, where our association members found that the victims were most in need of food and mattresses.
On January 19, our association's relief team returned to Bukuzao with two trucks of supplies, including rice, oil, and mattresses. The vice mayor of the town greeted them warmly while expressing his gratitude, saying that they were the only non-governmental organization to come help them. With the help of local workers, they quickly distributed the materials while conveying Master's love. Throughout the relief work, they also distributed informative SOS flyers, which were welcomed by the Angolan people, some of whom asked to help distribute more. The deputy administrator of the city of Bukuzao also sent Supreme Master Qinghai a letter of appreciation with an excerpt as follows.
To Supreme Master Qinghai, our respectful compliments. We appreciate the support provided as it will help normalize the difficulties experienced by the victims of the floods from the Luali River on December 10, 2009. Hoping that you may continue your work as you do. Our sincere thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai, wishing you success in your work. Administration of the Municipality of Bukuzao, Jose Makaya, Municipality Deputy Administrator.
We appreciate the assistance of the Cabinda and Bukuzao government and volunteers. We are also grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted care of the Angolan people and for the sincere endeavors of our association's relief team. May heaven bless the flood affected with a swift recuperation to the regularity of their fulfilling day-to-day lives, as such disasters are alleviated through our gentler stewardship of the earth.
Thousands affected by Indonesian floods. The rainy season has brought floods in many parts of Indonesia, inundating thousands of homes and causing many residents to evacuate or become stranded on rooftops. Among the rain-swept provinces are Banten, West Java, Central Java, East Java, West Sumatra, Riau, South Sulawesi. In the southern part of Bandung, West Java, 6,000 homes were flooded as rivers overflowed. Local Indonesian Red Cross officers and villagers used rubber boats to help people who were marooned in or on top of homes. Emergency tents and public kitchens have been set up to help the afflicted.
Upon knowing of the widespread flooding disasters that occurred at the end of January, Supreme Master Qinghai expressed her heartfelt sorrow and prayers and had asked that our nearby association members go, if possible, to assist the storm affected, saying that funds were available as necessary. We are grateful to the Indonesian Red Cross for their swift help. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's ever-ready aid extended to those in need. We pray for the protection of the Indonesian people and their resumed stable lives, as we more kindly regard each other and our ecosphere.
Blizzard in eastern U.S. In what was considered to be the biggest snowstorm in nearly 90 years, high winds and heavy drifts in the mid-Atlantic United States paralyzed transportation, stopped air flights, and left hundreds of thousands without electricity on Saturday, February 6. In the nation's capital of Washington, D.C., over 230,000 homes lost power. Winds in neighboring Maryland gusted at 60 miles per hour with snowfall as high as 38 inches, while in northern Virginia, two people lost their lives and many more were injured in related regional traffic accidents. Officials in Washington, D.C., and the states of Maryland, Virginia, and Pennsylvania urged families to stay indoors as utility crews worked to clear the roads and restore electricity. We are thankful for the efforts of all emergency personnel assisting the snow-afflicted at this time. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the residents' protection, and that such conditions are eased with our eco-stabilizing actions and gentler ways.
We need more people down here!
International community committed to assisting quake-torn Haiti. With an updated official death toll of 212,000 lives, the tragic 7.0 earthquake in Haiti is now being called the worst natural disaster ever recorded in the Americas.
The earth was shake like a... Let me take... I don't know how you can say that. It's shaking so heavy. If you were standing like that, you would fall down. And then my house was on the top of the hill like that. And then I can see in my eyes those waves going out. And then you can see those house keep broken down. About like 30 seconds, you can see anything. All the dust is going up. The only thing you can remember, you hear those voices. People keep on screaming.
Life without homes, water or electricity is the distressing norm for some 1 million people, many of whom still desperately wait for aid from within makeshift camps in Port-au-Prince and neighboring towns.
What I remember seeing that was most notable was the shock in people's eyes. You know, from one day to the next, this city of over 1 million people became a city of over 1 million homeless people.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies reports being able to begin distributing 1 million liters of water to 200,000 people per day. As the newly appointed United Nations envoy to oversee Haiti's aid and reconstruction efforts, former U.S. President Bill Clinton made a second visit on February 6 to help speed the movement of relief supplies and discuss plans for rebuilding with Haitian President René Préval. The visit came just after the United States moved to forgive Haiti's debt and requested the international community to do the same, as the U.S. military meanwhile pledged to assist the devastated country for as long as needed.
We have this specific area of operations. We go out, we patrol it every day. We locate the best places to distribute whatever we have, be it the humanitarian daily rations or the water or the rice. And we just want to build good rapport with the people so that we can get them the aid that they need at this time.
Also, over the weekend, the United Arab Emirates opened a mobile field hospital staffed by national medical specialists as well as other volunteers from France, Egypt, Argentina and the US. In remarkable personal contributions, some 120,000 Mexican citizens donated $2.5 million for the victims through the charitable Carlos Slim Foundation, and a three-year-old girl in the U.S. promptly donated her own outgrown prosthetic leg upon seeing children in need on television.
Meanwhile, celebrities also rallied in support as 75 top singers joined to re-record the charity song We Are the World, while another fundraising initiative brought together prominent vocalists in a special charity single led by British music executive Simon Cowell.
I was driving from the embassy area to the airport, bringing some supplies back and forth, and I remember that our driver, who had lost 11 family members in the tragedy, you know, he said, it's because of the countries that are helping us that we move forward. And he said, but we move forward.
We appreciate all the world's governments, groups and volunteering citizens who continue striving to ease the victims' suffering. May the resilient Haitian people gain more and more stability in their daily lives as we pray that the atmosphere of the planet becomes more peaceful through humanity's increasing practice of compassion towards all.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Rabies transmitted to humans through dog meat. The Travel Clinic Limited, a group of British health professionals who advise on medical considerations for travel, recently cautioned that eating dog meat has been connected to two human fatalities in the Philippines, as well as cases of rabies in China and Olac or Vietnam. The report stated that workers processing infected dog flesh can easily contract the disease and that one of the Philippines who perished was a young child who had eaten contaminated dog meat. Rabies is almost always fatal after symptoms appear, and according to the World Health Organization, is responsible for 55,000 deaths each year. Our appreciation, the Travel Clinic Limited, for these cautionary insights, wishing everyone the soon adoption of wholesome plant-based fare for a safer and more compassionate world.
Experts warn pandemic not over, especially for children. Initial reports in the Eurosurveillance Journal revealed that the H1N1 swine flu virus increased the death toll among European children between ages 5 and 14 in the last months of 2009, more than what would normally be expected at that time. Likewise, in the US, swine flu has killed over 300 children, which is more than double the number of fatalities from regular seasonal flu, reflecting the H1N1's high mortality rate for the young. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, also raised the country's death toll to an estimated 11,000. CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden stated, "The estimates are actually much more accurate than the confirmed numbers. The number of confirmed deaths is really just a small proportion of the number of total deaths. The same underreporting of actual cases is also true on a global scale."
Meanwhile, in Australia, epidemic experts predict that a second wave of swine flu may strike as early as the end of February, and that infections could even be accelerated as Australian children return from the holidays in the Northern Hemisphere, where a wave more recently had peaked. According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, 209 countries continue to report swine flu activity, and since last week, 463 people worldwide perished due to the pandemic. As Dr. Anne Shushak, director of the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, stated, Many people believe the outbreak is over, but I think it's too soon for us to have that complacency. This pandemic isn't over yet.
We sympathize with individuals and families afflicted by the swine flu pandemic, which has arisen due to the foul and inhumane conditions of animal raising that breed such viruses. May all humans, young and old, find refuge for their immunity and longevity by choosing the vitality-boosting organic vegan lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living.
Change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
American missionary freed. Christian missionary Robert Park was released in North Korea following his detainment on December 25, 2009. The U.S. Embassy in Beijing, China, confirmed Mr. Park's arrival on Saturday, February 6, and said that he would be traveling home to the United States. We are glad to know of the safe return of Mr. Robert Park, wishing him many warm reunions in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Aquaculture endangers wild fish. According to recent research led by Professor Rosamond L. Naylor of Stanford University in California, USA, more than 50% of fish consumed by humans now comes from fish farms or aquaculture. The report authored by Dr. Naylor and other international scientists indicated that between 1995 and 2007, production of farmed fish around the world nearly tripled in volume. However, along with the rise in aquaculture, has been a corresponding increase in fish meal used to feed the farmed fish, with 5 pounds of wild fish being consumed, for instance, for every pound of farmed salmon produced.
Even vegetarian fish, such as Chinese carp and tilapia, are now given fish meal garnered from wild ocean fish, thus furthering endangering species such as anchovies and sardines. The researchers warn that this exponential rise of aquaculture, once thought to relieve pressure from depleting wild fish, is now being seen as an additional threat to their survival.
Dr. Naylor and international team of scientists, we appreciate your factual account of the true cost of farmed fish. May we all be reminded that our planet depends on the ocean's vibrant life and choose from the wide assortment of healthful and delicious plant-based foods.
Concerned for our fragile ecosphere, Supreme Master Ching Hai highlighted again the critical need for the more considerate care of our fish co-inhabitants during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Fish farms are like on-land factory farms. They have similar problems environmentally with impact that includes polluting the bodies of waters. The farmed fish are contained in big netted areas off the ocean shore with uneaten food, fish waste, antibiotics or other drugs and chemicals that pass into the surrounding waters where they harm our ecosystems and pollute our drinking source, depleting wild fish stocks also. Fish like salmon that are eaten by humans are usually fed huge amounts of other fishes like anchovies. This practice also endangers sea animals like sea lions and birds. Fish are God creations that we should also care for, respect, protect, not to eat. We should be looking for ways to help the fish, to protect them and all the marine life from the devastating effects of climate change. Once we start thinking in this way, we are in a better position for ourselves, for the fish and for the planet.
Save our planet. The United Arab Emirates announces plans to completely phase out non-biodegradable plastic bags by 2013.
Save our planet. The U.S. state of California is funding a project to install methane monitoring devices in ranches, farms, and landfills in what is believed to be the first effort of its kind to develop an accurate measurement of emissions and of the effectiveness of reduction efforts.
Save our planet. Oman initiates experimental programs to capture mist and fog with a goal of using the water to help reforest areas of the Dhofar Mountains with native trees.
Save our planet. Thanks to measures implemented by the Brazilian government, the National Institute of Space Research announces a 50% reduction in Amazonian deforestation from August to November 2009, compared to the same time period in 2008, with an 80% reduction in November alone.
I'm Hallie.
And I'm Pomash. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Dogs in My Life.
Pomash and I are both vegan.
We're here with the tip about starting a spring organic garden.
It's a great time to order new seeds and start seedlings by a sunny window or in your greenhouse.
Please check online or at your local garden supply store for more details on what is appropriate for growing in your region.
A big thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thank you for tuning in. Now the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, millions of Iranians volunteer for charity. Iran's Iman Khomeini Relief Foundation stated that over the past 30 years, more than 20 million Iranian citizens have taken part in the non-profit's charitable endeavors. Bravo, Iman Khomeini Relief Foundation and kind helpers. May Allah bless all those who have assisted to thrive in health, plentitude and peace.
In space news, an American scientist believes conditions to support life could exist on bodies other than Earth in our solar system. Dr. Francis Nimmo, Associate Professor of Earth and Planetary Sciences at the University of California, Santa Cruz, California, stated the zone where temperatures are neither too cold nor too hot for life to survive is much larger than researchers previously considered. Certain of the moons of Jupiter and Saturn, which are thought to contain water bodies below the frozen ground, are thought to be prime candidates in the search for extraterrestrial life. Our sincere thankfulness, Professor Francis Nimmo, and all scientists devoted to exploring our vast universe. May your findings help us appreciate and protect the rare preciousness of life in our home planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Shuhada Organization, which has enabled more than 60,000 children in Afghanistan and Pakistan to attend school. We'll go for a deep breathing and we'll be back. Please stay tuned for more outstanding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, loving news for a compassionate world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a non-profit which provides medical care and education training to Afghani citizens in home or in Pakistan.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Shuhada organization is devoted to the well-being of Afghan citizens that live in the nation or are staying in Pakistan. Founded by Dr. Seema Samar in Quetta, Pakistan in 1989, the nonprofit has its main offices in Kabul, Afghanistan. It is especially concerned with the development of women and girls. Programs highlight areas such as healthcare, education, and various skills needed to earn a livelihood.
The Shuhada organization has established 4 hospitals and 12 clinics in Afghanistan and Pakistan, which serve the medical needs of approximately 750 patients a day. In addition, more than 60,000 students have attended the almost 100 schools sponsored by the non-governmental organization. Other services offered include a women's center and 2 shelters, an orphanage, a science institute, and a variety of training programs, including the English language and computer usage.
One graduate of a school sponsored by the Shuhada organization described Dr. Samar's visit to the orphans in his area. One could see a world full of hope in their eyes. Although I had graduated from a Shuhada school, yet this scene changed my life as I realized how wonderful is a life lived for the sake of others. Dr. Samar has been the recipient of many international awards, honoring her great humanitarian work. Our heartfelt gratitude, Dr. Samar, and the Shuhada organization. Allah's immense blessings for your devotion to helping Afghani brothers and sisters. May the resplendent people of your nation shine forth in all brilliance and grace on a flourishing and long-living earth.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told in Hakka entitled Special Leave.
为了要出现，上爱休息经验，所以就想改名。为了做得帮铁皮家，伊个天爱滴头家面前，家电卖光，安尼就做得搬头家送转不卡休息嘞。伊咩老家个秘书讲，两只计划，滴头家行业办公室来时间，伊都起滴作当，将只个头老鼠藏滴天花板上，头家满意，做嘛该挂滴天花板上，出现就讲。 那嘿，一只天赋球诶！头家讲，唔掂咧，应该真伊不卡休息，两礼拜都不卡休息好咧。崔彦真来行出办公室， 秘书也天天要离开，跳家就问秘书，做嘛该你也要离开？伊讲无天赋，暗暗还无办法工作啊。
And now for our viewers' heartline.
On my way home from work each day, I call in to my friend for a chat and watch Supreme Master TV. I am uplifted to see and enjoy the many varied programs presented on this station. I am thrilled to know the animals have such a good friend in Master. I too have a strong affinity with my animal friends. Thank you for all your brilliant programs, and I look forward to watching them at the end of my day.All my love to Supreme Master Qinghai. Kathleen from Dublin, Ireland.
Lovely Kathleen, so glad that Supreme Master television programs are a nice treat after your work day. Supreme Master Qinghai loves the animals so much that has on many occasions expressed that by adopting a vegan diet, we are taking a significant step to respect their God-given right to life. May the light of heaven shine on you and all the compassionate Irish people.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area.You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with divine wisdom and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The World Economic Forum grants an award to Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva for his model leadership and global statesmanship.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai invites Taliban tribal elders to become part of a reconciliation body.
A surf life saving team in New South Wales, Australia, rescues 7 people found clinging to their life jackets in turbulent waters after their boat capsized in the ocean.
Finnish researchers unveil a new treatment for breast cancer that halts the growth of a certain protein, with study results showing over 90% cancer-free survival rates 5 years after treatment.
Switzerland's Justice Minister, Evelina Widmer-Schlumpf, announces that her country would welcome 2 Chinese Uyghurs upon their release from Guantanamo Bay.
New laws in the UK's England and Wales bring more stringent penalties to shopkeepers who sell alcohol to youth and expand the ability of police to remove the substance from harm's way.
As requested by the United Arab Emirates President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the country's Red Crescent Authority is sending a convoy of 40 trucks carrying 700 tons of humanitarian aid to Gaza, Palestine.
Chinese envoy and deputy foreign minister Jai Jun and Ethiopia's prime minister Meles Zenawi commemorate their country's amicable relations over 40 years of diplomatic ties.
Palmer Hospital in Palmer, Ohio, USA announces it will no longer hire smokers and is opening an employee wellness center to encourage weight loss, healthy eating and exercise.
Prime Minister of Morocco, Abbas Al-Fassi, and his Polish counterpart, Donald Tusk, meet to discuss the promotion of bilateral relations as well as Morocco's advanced status with the European Union.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals.Thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.